Last time on Paint It Black.
I read it on the beach when I was a kid.
Wow, you a nerdy kid, man.
No shit.
I was building sandcastles at least. This motherfucker.
I was building scale replicas of Minas Tirith.
No.
Getting sand kicked in your face. Yeah.
One day I'll show all of you.
Right.
I'll have a podcast.
I'm going to the gym and getting buff. Stay out of my gym, Patty.
That's why you're so mean to the fat guys. Did you know that Michael Jackson has the same book, but it was about his exploits in Thailand?
I went to heaven. Shut up.
Look at these delicious children.
Woohoo!
What's up?
Chimon, suck dick. Your enemy. Beauty to take this like C-3PO. Right. Beep, 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 Simone.
Big Let me damn. Tell you, he was parading around as the biggest him lover.
That band's him all lover.
Right. Oh, that band's terrible.
That is really right. bad, and he was rocking it so hard.
What happened to him?
Him?
Bam. Wait. Not him. Bam, I mean or Bam.
Bam or him?
Him went back to their... Bam went back... I'm sorry.
Wait, who's on first?
Him went back to their country.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
That Bammer Him shit was pretty funny.
Yeah,
it was. In retrospect.
It was just off the cuff, wasn't rehearsed.
Paint It Black podcast. I told Brian I'd do this before the show. Thank you to our sponsors, whiskeys, alcohol, cigars, and pussy.
And weed.
Thank you very much for sponsoring us for almost 120 episodes at this point.
They've been very, very good to us.
You guys should get sponsored by like Late Night Domino's or something.
Domino's always
Everyone
this
always says
money.
The pizza of the month should be the sponsor, but...
Or the beer distributor across the street.
The BD. I'm just happy to be sponsored by something I love, man.
Support local businesses.
Whiskey, cigars, and pussy, man. It's three really solid sponsors.
Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian. There's Lou.
Hey, what's up?
We got Jillian here.
I'm back.
And is the Pope himself, Ken, is here.
I grace you with my presence.
Always happy that you do.
That's why I feel, I think, they're sponsoring us because they have no, they don't even need a sponsor. So, like, whatever, this is free, so we'll just, you know. We don't give a fuck about sponsoring whiskey, cigars, and pussy. It sponsors itself.
I'm going to start my own podcast with whiskey, cigars, and pussy.
That's actually
good. In fact, forget the podcast.
If you came across a podcast with that name,
I would listen to it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We may have to restructure.
We going to change the name now?
You should.
Okay. Paint It Black presents.
Instead of the news, whiskey, it's time for whiskey.
Here's all this. Take a sip.
Or you could do it in Spanish and call it Oise Bebe. Now we drink.
I like it.
Yeah, no?
I think that's actually a pretty good just catchphrase.
Borracho.
I always say baby is my favorite catchphrase.
Nice.
Well, my ears perk up when I hear it.
Ooh.
I'm like, yeah, now we do drink.
I like it.
So how was everyone's week this week?
Can't complain.
Yeah.
Nothing interesting?
Got high all today with Ken.
You're living the life.
I am, man. We actually had a milkshake at this place called Zimburger. It's called the Fat Elvis. Peanut butter banana.
Everyone should have.
Changing lives out there, man. Thank you, Zimburger.
No bacon in that?
I don't want meat in my drink.
It's Elvis, you know.
Because they have a great Bloody Mary that has bacon involved, and he won't drink it.
I wouldn't fuck with that either.
Who the fuck wants to drink bacon?
If I'm going to have a Bloody Mary, I'll have bacon.
It's supposed to have a side of bacon.
I like bacon as a compliment?
A side of bacon?
Yeah.
You wouldn't fuck
I'll take
side
bacon,
of bacon
as a garnish.
You got to pair with your bacon.
Yeah.
But that's the best garnish. What are you talking about? Bacon as a garnish? You're poo-pooing bacon as a garnish.
I mean, for a drink.
It's like, fuck, I'll take cheese on my burger. Like, it's an upgrade. What are you talking
about?
No,
it's about for the drink.
Yeah, bacon in a drink is an upgrade.
No, I don't know.
It'll get your thirst going.
Yeah, you're not drinking bacon. It's just a compliment to your...
Like, there's there's a man Bloody Mary where they have...
A
as
Bloody
a garnish, Manny? It's a slider. They have like this giant toothpick, and it's literally a slider, and just sitting on top of your
that
Bloody Mary, not
me.
Touching it. And you're like, oh, take it out, have your slider, and eat your drink your Bloody Mary.
That would excite me. I'm not gonna lie. I like that idea.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
I'll take any kind of meat product in my drink. Feel free to stick a fucking slab of bacon in my meat.
What about those sausages?
Put that animal in my drink. Why not?
What about a cut up sausage? Just like, you know, right in the rim of the glass.
One of those Gouda sausages.
I would like one of those Gouda. Yes.
I would take that. Why not?
Fucking pork chop in your coffee.
I'm not big fan of pork chops in general.
My drinks. I'm not afraid of them. I'll eat my drinks.
So why don't you just put your ham, egg, and cheese in your coffee? It's like, hey, give me a half a cup of coffee, ham, egg, and cheese.
I feel like you need liquor.
Put it in a blender.
I feel like you need liquor.
Give that time. That'll be a Dunkin' Donuts product eventually.
Two shots of Kahlua, yeah. And I'm fucking
getting... If we could have KFC Famous Bowls, there's no reason this shouldn't exist.
I was about to bring up the Failure Bowl. It's a Failure Bowl.
The Sadness Bowl. Whoa.
It just sounds pretty good to me. I don't know.
Nah, Jill loves the Failure Bowls. She was all like,
numbers, 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 numbers. They're nice for you. Lou
was ears to ear, was smile ear to ear because you got to play that little clip.
Yeah, I was. It was him, her or Pete.
Nom, 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 nom. I'm eating you.
Got sound bites for all occasions.
I can't believe you guys are hating on the KFC bowls.
I have no context of that sound bite.
I've had it. I just feel like a failure when I have it.
It's like mashed potatoes and fried chicken. Do they still sell it? I don't know. I haven't been to a KFC in years. Yeah,
years and years and years.
I don't know if they're still around.
They're still around. I pass them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could just be shells of buildings, Pete.
I go.
No, they're open.
I go to KFC.
Full of ghosts.
The haunted KFCs of Long Island.
I go to KFC once a year. It takes about a year to forget that it's no good. And then I'm like, oh, KFC sounds awesome.
I want some subpar fried.
If you went there and just had mac and cheese and biscuits, you'd be happy.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, mac and cheese.
The gravy's good, too. I like the gravy.
And that's all packaged with gravy for you.
Don't eat the not chicken. Don't eat it.
It's a zombie burger. Right? It's a Frankenstein creation.
They have some good non-chicken options.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Don't eat the not
chicken. Like the chicken.
I'm saying don't eat the chicken.
She's talking about the Frankenstein chicken, not the like
don't
the meatloaf.
Don't eat the not chicken. It's not chicken.
You go there and just have yourself some sides.
You know, I had a buddy who, he's still my friend, but he went to KFC so often that they'd let him walk through the drive-thru late at night.
What ethnicity was he?
Please white. He is the exact opposite of what you think. He's like a white German guy.
Wait, does he, and no offense to your friend, but is he from the trailer park?
Guten Tag.
KFC chicken, was probably please. So Hello. Happy.
I would like a chicken.
They were probably so happy to have a little business at night that they were like, yeah, we take walk-up business.
The Nazis here. Yeah. Give him his chicken.
I would like chicken. Only white meat. Knock, knock, knock.
The Fuhrer is up at the window.
He walks up. He's like, choo-choo. Train's rolling through.
Mein Fuhrer, we have your bucket of chicken.
That's her against us.
How many pieces would you like, sir?
Nine! I would like a 9-piece.
I was waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys feel like doing some news stories?
Sure.
Nah.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Bronies. Let's talk about them. We always enjoy bronies.
Mm-hmm.
A company in China is selling a knockoff sex toy of a brony. They call it
Goodbye
My
Horses.
Diddle Pony. It basically looks like a blue inflatable Nicki Minaj with a horse head.
That's got a sexy body.
It's got wide hips and an ample chest.
It does have hips for days.
It's a 5'9" blow up toy.
Oh, tall drink of water.
Based off the character, Jillian, help me out, Rainbow Dash.
Is it just the backside of it?
Oh, that's sexy.
No, slut. It's a full blow up.
Oh, they're treating it like it's your height, more or less. Like, you know, it's like stand upright and it's like kind of a blow up doll.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like the backside of a horse.
No, it's a it's a full standing female figure that appears to be wearing a low cut leotard over its groin.
Now time out. Is this a licensed product?
Nope. Like,
are they can just do
China.
That?
Yeah. They don't care about copyrights.
It's called My Diddle Pony. Completely different.
My Diddle Pony.
If they don't care, then why don't they just put out like a whole bunch of like sex toy Obamas or something like that, just because, you know, they can't.
I'm sure
they could. They may exist. This is China, dude.
Yeah, if anyone could, it's
yes,
them.
Yes, we can, Obama. Yes, we can.
Who wants to guess?
Because, I mean, we owe them so much money, so, all right.
Well, they're trying to get it back, because guess how much these cost?
I think I know the answer. So I'm
like $250.
$250. 5'9" blow-up doll?
I think bronies would pay that.
Anybody else?
$3,000-$4,000.
It's a piece of rubber.
It's not a doll.
It's a balloon.
It's a balloon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's like a real doll.
Like a real doll.
Oh, all right.
That's coming next.
70 cents, you said.
70. No, not to make. I'm talking about
correct answer, $599 a piece.
Holy shit.
Fuck you. That's what you sexy say. Sword.
I thought it was only $100.
$100? Not what you would pay for.
It's
it.
A like, piece of rubber.
It's a balloon.
It's a piece of plastic.
Hardly any child laborers died.
Anyone who,
hardly any.
Anyone who would fuck a horse cartoon would be willing to throw out $700
these
to
are,
pay for
dude,
it.
You wouldn't throw
these
your,
are bronies.
You wouldn't throw your dick to a fucking really sexy palfrey? Come on.
Am I impossible to palfrey is?
What about one of them Arabians?
It's just though? A regular horse.
He's no. holding out for a Shetland.
He wants a Clydesdale.
One of those Arabian horses, man, like in Hidalgo.
Oh, Arabian. They are majestic.
Mm-hmm. Hidalgo?
Yeah. Well, scuzzy up their DNA.
Knowing you, you're probably banging a fucking old broke back gelding.
You know what's horrible? We don't.
Why? I'm banging a nice, good looking horse. Shut up.
We don't live very far. We live within walking distance from a horse ranch. So yeah. I gotta keep a close eye on you now.
It is kind of disturbing how often horse
you're
sex
not here a lot.
Comes up on this show.
You know what? This is the amount. This is the most amount of times we mentioned the word horse without me playing goodbye horses.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I have expected you to remedy that.
No, I. You know what? I've been playing too much. I gotta stop it.
She's got a hard on.
Little chub. Blood flow.
Some
looking
local
good.
Swelling.
Well, who wants to guess how the brony community is taking this?
It's up like a, the ass.
Oh, whoa.
Can I say that they're gonna swallow their pride and just move on with it?
Hasbro, who owns My Little Pony, has not commented. Obviously. But the
it's only
official brony website, horsenews.net, that's a site.
Is that run by Hasbro?
No, I don't know. Brony centric is all they call it. Some of the comments range from, how do you mount this?
Oh, jeez. The logistics of it,
I got a
it
serious
confused
question.
Me and frightened me.
To a much more logical brony saying, this is why I'm slowly regretting becoming a brony. This community is just delving deeper and deeper into the disgusting.
Do you think...
Like a guy just opened his eyes. Mm.
Do you think that Hasbro will make more money if they just marketed My Little Pony to, like, bronies, made them super sexy, put them in, like, short skirts?
Is that what bronies want?
And high socks?
Not
I think
bronies.
They're. I
there's
think they're weirder than that.
I know when I turned on the Saturday morning cartoons, I was like, what can I get an erection to?
Mm. So you don't think that...
That's how you discovered your sexuality?
They were
yeah.
a little sexy?
That's what they were doing, right? Like... I imagine it's a Saturday morning cartoon. Did they still have Saturday morning cartoons? Am
no,
I that old?
They don't.
Yeah, no, we watched
them. No, they don't have those anymore.
It's Saturday morning infomercials.
You came, you saw you got, me, you woke up and I was watching My Little Ponies Saturday morning.
But now you got 24-hour cartoon channels, so it's, can you really count them as Saturday morning cartoons?
Netflix.
I know Christmas season has just passed, but like, I remember when I was a kid, I just couldn't even believe it or even fathom my mom was sleeping past like 6 in the morning. Right?
Yeah.
I sleep till like noon at this point on Christmas, man. Like, I just wake up, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like because mom knew there was no Santa Claus. She bought all those gifts, wrapped all those gifts. She didn't want to see tear
my...
everything apart.
Yeah, I get that.
Do you?
Yeah, clearly. But I'm saying, like, when I was a child, I was like, I can't believe they don't want to
like,
get
why,
up.
Why do you want to get
open up presents?
Yeah.
Like now, there's presents awaiting me, but I just like well, I'll get them when shitty. I get them.
Now the greatest present of all is sleeping.
Yeah. It's like, oh great, fucking ties. I love. More ties for work.
What do you get? Presents from children? What are you talking about, ties?
I get adult presents.
No, that's damn. Like an unloved father present.
Yeah.
That's like
what should we get dad? I don't know. A tie.
Fucking yeah. tie.
What color?
I'm sorry.
I don't know. The cheap color.
I forgot that Lou doesn't have a job and neither one of you have to fucking dress like humans at your job. So you don't wear ties.
What are you talking about? I wear business attire.
When's the last time you wore a tie to work?
I don't know. A couple years ago. But I got to take care of the copy machines, man.
Yeah, you don't need a tie for that. You don't want to get the tie getting caught in
yeah,
the runs and shit.
Yeah.
I will admit this, that when I first started buying Brian presents when we were dating, I started getting, just mostly off of Amazon, Amazon's an impression that I have a 10-year-old son.
Well,
the
yeah.
recommendations for everything for Brian is that for a 10-year-old
you
boy.
Might.
You know what's funny? Amazon thinks that I have a greedy bitch for a girlfriend.
Ah,
ping pow!
You just got ping powed.
He's ordering like knickknack toys and Hermes bags. Like, it's a weird mixture.
This single mom is really doing well for herself.
She's really fucking digging into the cradle real early. 10-year-old kids, man.
I bought like a $800 purse and it was just like, are you sure, Brian? You want to buy it?
Your last purchase was a
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Are you sure you want to
buy it? It was like $20. Are you positive you want to buy this?
Are you sure you didn't mean an Xbox One controller?
All right, next story.
Turn it on you.
Let's see how you guys would react to this. 5-year-old kid has a birthday party to go to. Parents are going to bring him, but then they realize he's double booked. He's supposed to go see his grandparents that day. They skip the party that they RSVP'd to.
That's fucking rough for the kid. You think you're going to a party, and it's like, no, I'm going to grandma and grandpa's.
Well, they gave the kid a choice, supposedly, and he said chose to be with his grandparents.
Yeah.
They're like, your grandparents old, going to die soon. What do you want to do? You want to go to this stupid party?
Party! For a person you're not going to be friends with in a year, I'm going to see your grandparents who treat you so well and may not be with us and much longer.
Kid's like, friends.
That's like, too fucking bad. You don't got to vote.
Well, then here's what happened. So the kid goes to school the next day and returns home in his backpack. He has a bill for $24 that is listed as one child's party, no show fee.
From who?
From the parents of the kid throwing the party.
I would probably send them back a bill for $76 for a fucking suck my dick fee.
That was my first thought. Because now they're going to court over this shit. It's $20.
I'm sorry.
I'd fork up the $24 and fucking be like, don't talk to that kid.
I'd give him $23.
I would spend $3,000 not to give him. Yeah. I'd spend $3,000 not to give him $24.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, that's what they're doing.
I would give him 28 and be like, "Don't ever."
I would get
send me
like the
note.
Ghost of Johnny Cochran to represent me. Like, oh, you think I'll give you $24? What are you fucking crazy, kid? I'm countersuing you for fucking damages.
What you really should do is grab a couple of your big buddies, fucking go down there and rough up the other guy's father. Just give him an old fashioned boot.
Yeah.
He's like, you want $24? Bah bah bah. $24? Bah bah.
Walk in there, lock the door, be like, now you can't leave. You just fucked him up.
So, biggest victim here is the kid, because he's not friends with the birthday boy anymore. Mm. Kind of feel bad for the kid.
It sounds like his fucking parents made him a wiener.
Yeah. Who else is going to want to go to this kid's parties when potentially they're going to get sued?
No, they're going
to
get a bill.
I feel bad. I do feel bad for the kid, because he's obviously going to miss out on a bar mitzvah in a couple of years, too.
No, Brian.
Oh, he's Jewish.
Had to go there.
Oh no! Clearly, he wasn't Jewish.
Hmm. No, those were definitely Gentile parents. Yes. Come on.
Let's see if I can find the name. I'm looking.
Oh, Seth Gastroberg. Oh, okay.
I can't find it.
Josh Silverstein.
Well, Berg. Play that audio clip you have of the
Isaac Hazeljew.
Play that audio clip.
Isaac
you
Moses.
Bartholomew Goldberg.
Okay, so
here
the
Schneider.
The offenders, the ones who were billed, are the Walsh family.
Could be
good people.
And the ones throwing the party were the Lawrence family.
Oh, Lawrence
but here's Jews. Here's the Lawrence trying to get their money back.
Lawrence.
You know, it was one of those. It was.
I'm gonna break your fucking Jew legs right here.
It was one of those Lawrence Bergs, but he had to change it when he snuck out of Germany or Poland or something like that.
Lawrenstein.
Right.
I feel we haven't got the Jews too much in this show.
I don't know.
We're giving them a good one right now.
We're very easy on the Jews.
Well, they own show business and we want to be a part of it, so.
The Jews deserve a good razzing every now and again.
Everybody deserves a good razzing.
He's like a comment or two would be like, thanks, Hitler.
You're saying too stern?
They're too stern
of
people.
Every comedian
man.
Is a Jew.
Too stern of people. They take themselves too serious.
Yeah, whatever.
The last names are also stern, usually.
He's not talking about like your Mel Brookses.
I thought that's what
or,
he was going
like,
for.
Jews run comedy.
No, not those guys. That's he's talking about like
the
guy who's
the
suing
funniest comedians
the
Hasidic are not Jewish.
The guy
that's
who's
true.
The guy
the
who's sending
the
you
absolute
your
absolute funniest comedians are not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, name one.
Patrice O'Neill,
everybody
Jim Norton, Greg Giraldo, fucking Colin Quinn. That whole squad isn't Jewish.
You always
Artie
just
Lang.
Go back to the tough.
What's your boy?
David Tell,
no,
Jewish.
No.
Is he?
Yeah,
the guy you like with the glasses.
Mitch Hedberg.
No, not that guy.
He's definitely
dead.
He's dead.
Yeah. No.
I can't ask.
Some of the M.
Chris Rock.
Mark Maron.
Mark Maron, Jew.
Really?
Super Jew.
He's got the nose.
He's a little bitchy.
Listen to his podcast. All he talks about is being a Jew.
Fucking, what's the guy?
Louis C.K.?
Not Jewish.
There you go. That's the
Mexican.
Big hitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heavy hitter right
actually
there.
Actually a Mexican
Joe
man.
Louis
I did not know that.
That guy is some kind of Vietnamese or something.
Yeah, he's
Asian.
Louis C.K.
Clearly
Mexican.
Not Jewish.
He's Mexican.
Get the
that's
fuck
crazy.
Out of here.
He looks like a fucking Irish.
He's not Mexican.
He's half Mexican.
He's got red
Look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
I'll look it up.
He actually mentioned that in a bit once.
He's a Mexican with red hair?
Yeah.
His mom, I thought he was joking. Affair. I thought he was just Irish.
His no, mom had an affair.
It's a Louis C.K. I don't know, Speedy. We want the tamales.
Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to sort this out.
What's the fuck that?
Okay. Nationality. United States, Mexico. It says right there on his Google page.
Weird.
Yeah, because you get a Mexico nationality.
And Carlos Mencia, ironically, German.
Yeah.
Not Mexican.
Not funny either.
Not funny.
A thief, I heard.
I mean, for some reason, if you steal someone else's jokes and they're a genius at comedy, I don't know how you fuck it up, but you do.
I'm going to go back to the funniest people that aren't Jewish. The only funny Jewish people I can think of are Larry David.
Mel Brooks.
And Mel Brooks and David Tell.
Way more than that.
Coming up with a lot more Jewish names than you do in a
Jeffrey
lot of
the Ross. Profess- I imagine Don Rickles is Jewish.
Jew.
Don Rickles is hilarious, too. All right, I'll give you Don Rickles.
Joan Rivers is funny.
Jew. She's a Jew broad, though. That's different.
That's doubly awesome, though.
No, she's a funny Jew broad, though. That's different. She's not really that funny as much as she's a funny Jew broad.
The fuck does that even mean?
It's funny because she's abroad and she's Jewish.
She's legitimately funny. That's like the only girl I let in the guy club. Like one of the couple of a few I find really funny.
Because she
looks like a dude.
We miss you.
She's
dead. It's the leather face.
She's like, really? Because I thought, like, because you love the old lady so much, I figured you wanted to plug her.
I would plug Joan Rivers. I'd plug her dead.
She was a good looking woman. Stories. She was a good looking woman.
I would
woman
plug her today.
Yeah, make
yes,
that
she
booty
was
clap. Why don't you?
I would make her booty clap.
Make that undead booty clap.
I could, Lou. Cock works some fucking wonders. Don't you doubt my dick.
This is Pope cock.
Don't
doubt
my dick.
Oh, man, sacrilege if you fucked with your Pope cock.
Yeah. If I fucked her with my Pope pop, nah, I'd bring her back to life.
Pope cock.
I would bring her right back to life. Resurrect that
Yo,
bitch.
what's next in this thing?
All right, next, we got a story out of Georgia. Didn't know this was against the law. Man was arrested for eating a cheeseburger while driving.
Should
he's
be.
He's an unlucky soul,
be.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I said... he's from Alabama. He was driving, picked up a cheeseburger, quarter pounder from McDonald's, got pulled over, and this is why I read the story, is I really enjoyed this line when the cop told him, you can't just go down the road eating a hamburger.
Sure you can.
Why not?
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
That's what fast.
Yo, thank
he's
God.
He's got a court date.
Thank God those cops are really keeping that trash off the street, man.
Yeah.
Keeping them safe from our kids.
Focusing on the big problems.
Yeah, that guy could be, that maniac could be out there driving eating cheeseburgers right in front
he
of our kids.
He could be eating chicken nuggets.
Oh my God.
Was the guy he arrested black? It sounds like he's just giving him a hard
his
time.
His name, Madison Turner, draw whatever you can from that.
Probably not black.
I don't know. Doesn't say.
It sounds like they were giving a guy a hard time.
Well, it says Alabama.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's definitely. Like,
yeah, then it could be.
Or you said like San Francisco. I'd be like, oh, that's a
you
legitimate
eating a
crime
hamburger
out
there boy?
San Francisco, they don't want you eating anything processed, so it might be a crime to eat it.
Needs
hamburger
murder.
That's GMO.
Yeah, they're like, are you eating McDonald's driving down the street? You sick fuck.
There's gluten in that.
Yeah.
And McDonald's actually took a hit financially recently.
Did they?
Yeah, I was on I don't know, one of those financial.
No, there was I agree. Moving on.
And now they're only worth $800 billion.
I know it's really sad.
Who still goes?
All shed a tear for those rich sons of bitches.
Yeah. Who still
those
really goes to McDonald's fucking in this room?
I went recently.
Ronald McDonald was caught touching a kid on a Jerry Lewis Foundation thing.
Dude,
man.
It's the motherfucking Burger Barons.
That's why
like
he loses a lot of money.
I say it's mostly the fries, though.
Let's move it on.
All right. How about a super sad service that you can sign up for? The name of it.
Mike Tyson would have a terrible time saying that.
It's the super sad thing.
Super sad service.
Super sad service.
Just hit you in the face. Well, fuck you, man.
It's a super sad.
Well, you're throwing all these S's at me.
Fuck you.
Well, the service is called Invisible Girlfriend. You sign up, you pay $25, and they start sending you text messages and photos to make you feel as if you
have
a girl.
I've heard of this.
You get down with an invisible girlfriend?
That was an episode of was it Unhappily Ever After?
I have no idea.
Do you remember the show with the bunny? Bobcat was the bunny?
Yeah, the bootleg man of children.
Yeah, the daughter started up a business where she was nerd's pretend girlfriend. Yeah.
But this is just an app. You just get text messages and bullshit.
Tell us more.
It is.
It's kind of like that Black Mirror episode where the lady's husband dies and she keeps the robot.
Yeah, but this actually has real people who will send you messages. And
love you, boo. Yeah.
It's like fucking Chinese people, though. Yeah.
Basically, like, you answer a series of questions, and they build this around you.
Me, love you.
But That's kind of sad. Like,
I like submissive women.
I'm guessing there's like text messages like, how was your day, babe? Like stuff like that. That's kind of sad.
I don't like it when real girlfriends text me.
Oh, hello.
Once or twice, I got this message.
I like you, and I want you.
It's a little ominous.
Invisible girlfriend or visible rapist?
Funny enough, both.
But yeah, they leave, like, you pay for whatever, and they'll leave, like, two voicemails.
You're paying for a small Asian man to text you fucking pictures of...
of another, of some lady.
Oh, hello!
Why so many R's at me? Jesus.
A big American penis.
Sexy.
No, I want to know more about the creators. Like,
number one sexy guy.
I want to know more about this business. I'm looking to invest.
Let's see. It's a guy named... I can only see his last name.
Who gives a shit?
Homan. Matthew Homan.
Matthew Homan.
Won a startup competition in St. Louis back in 2013 with the idea and has spent the past year writing code and building out the back
end. What legitimate contest starts in St. Louis?
Shitty one.
Yeah. I don't know, but they're saying...
what's his ribs? I don't even want to hear
their,
that.
Their justification for this is like, if you're a closet, in the closet, you're gay, and you don't want your family to know, and you want to, like...
oh, that's good, yeah.
Pretend you have a girlfriend or something, then it's for you. Or if you're really lonely and want to practice flirting, they said that's a good way.
No, no, look, Mom, she loves me a long time.
Yeah. Well, if you want to pretend like you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend if you're gay, just create another AOL account or whatever they got these days and... fucking just talk to yourself. Like, look, I got a girlfriend.
AOL current.
Right. That, or I did make
you got mail.
See?
See?
Or very, very easy, change your boyfriend's name. You know, Lawrence becomes Laura in your phone, and you just show Lawrence's text message. I mean, as long as he's not getting too graphic, I mean...
she can't why text would you me even all have the time to make like a play off game. Of
his name, though, Jillian? If his name is Lawrence, why would you even bother? It's like Barbara. Like, yeah. What was the difference if you type it
why
in?
Why would
like?
You switch it?
Yeah.
Well, it's sometimes easier to remember the lie to make it completely
I'm sure every gay man doesn't know, like, 100 Barbaras.
Babs?
That's the biggest
Barbara. Every gay man knows Babs.
Well, yeah, but I didn't say Babs. I said Barbara.
Yeah, Babs.
No, I'm not saying Babs. It's Barbara.
Whatever.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's again. Britain again. Lady bites a chicken nugget. Guess what's in it?
Finger.
Finger. We got rat finger. Tail. Anybody top finger?
Rat tail.
Condom.
Rat tail. Closer. Condom? No. Lou sent me the story.
Yeah, I know.
So you're disqualified. It's a worm.
Sorry. I actually feel that way.
There's a worm in my chicken nugget.
I wouldn't even feel that bad about it. Worms are
now, is it a kind of worm that you'd find in a chicken naturally?
If you want to lean over, you'll see this picture.
It's got teeth.
It's a sandworm.
It's a motherfucking earthworm.
From Beetlejuice, yeah. So it's all candy striped.
Yeah. That looks like an
gym in my fucking chicken nugget.
That looks like a natural worm that you'd find in a chicken that's infected with worms.
The worm is so vicious, yuck. It looks like it said something in Latin before they killed it.
It was one of those dumb ones from the last Hobbit movie that I hated that they put those in there.
They were like, you know what's funny in Middle Earth? They just always know the name of things. Like, Gandalf. When was the last time they saw worms shooting out of the earth?
They're like, oh, Brudok the Destroyer.
What?
And then it's gone. You don't need it.
Yeah, it's never like, what the fuck is that?
What was the fucking...
That'd be great if Gandalf was just pulling a Monty Python. Run away!
What was the demon thing? He knew exactly. He's like a Balrog.
The Balrog of Moria.
The Balrog of Moria. Oh, shit. You're like, man, it's a motherfucking cave monster. How do you know its name? Yeah. Willy the Cave Monster.
He does that. Watch any of those movies, and it's like a character can't walk on screen without him being
Theoden, king of the...
You know,
those worms pop out.
Shadowfax, my loyal
epic,
horse.
The epic goblin king of the mountainside. You're like, man, he's a big fat goblin.
Thank you, Wizard Exposition.
Wait, I have a question because I don't really watch these movies. But anyone just say, who the fuck is that guy?
That's Grimma Wormtongue, the obvious bad guy.
It would be so funny, like that first Lord of the Rings movie when that Balrog came in with the whip and shit. And all of the guys are just like looking at it, all the whole fellowship. But Gandalf's just like...
It would be funny if the whole fellowship turns around and Gandalf's already by the exit.
He's high-tailing it. He's throwing hobbits off the stairs left and right to get out that shit.
If he was doing the old man shuffle down the fucking bridge.
Out of the way, toddler!
Why do you think I bring hobbits?
He's lifting up his
crown. Whipping hobbits at a monster?
Instead of, he'd be like, I shall pass! He's slamming those bitches out the way.
I'm just imagining him lifting up his shroud like the way ladies lift up their dresses.
Like if there's a mouse, he's just scampering away.
Who is the leader of the elves?
Which movie?
The first couple, The Lord of the Rings.
There's a lot of them. Elrond.
Elrond. He's just like, again, what happened to the whole fellowship? I knocked those motherfuckers off of a bridge when a Balrog was coming right at me.
He's like, fellowship? What fellowship?
He's like, well, what about
alone.
What about the ring?
Was, yeah, why do you think I would bring a Merry and Pippin? They're useless.
What about the ring? Well, it was on Frodo's neck, so I imagine it's gone on to the next life, because that's where I thought it would happen. Yeah.
Balrog poop. That's where it is now.
Pretty sure it's down at the end of Balrog's fucking pit. Like,
Sauron's eyes like, Dave did what with my ring?
Like, I gotta go away to get that back?
He's like, ooh, it's dead to me now. Dead to me now.
You know who'll be getting that shit? God'll be crawling down that some bitch like, my precious.
It's all right, orcs. Let's...
Well done, Bane. Good Gollum impression.
And then and then the orcs...
My precious. That's all I got.
I found it in the dark.
I can't go super squeaky.
And then the orcs make Google and they just left Sauron. But they kept his eye as the signature of Google.
Oh, wow.
His copyright infringement laws.
One ring, two rules. That's how they find stuff so fast.
You shall not pass. I will break it.
Oh, I'm having too much fun. All
right.
I'm sorry, I don't got the Gollum voice.
Gollum voice
don't
is really...
Don't apologize, that was great.
It's like up there.
I got a pair.
I'm not princess.
I can't get up there.
My person doesn't like riddles.
I didn't even see that stupid Batman movie, so I don't even know. That's what bothers me the most. I don't even know who the fuck Bane is. I don't know what he sounds like.
You never saw the third one?
Nah, that shit's gay.
Batman? Maybe a podcast about it.
It's a grown man running around in tights, bro.
No, rubber.
Tights.
Depends on the
story.
I want to say though, first time Batman just came out, right? And he was like, you know, trying to beat up baddies.
Wear your pants.
He would have caught two in the back, and they were like, local billionaire gets mugged in the street.
Wearing a Halloween costume.
The local billionaire loses his rubber shoes to fucking crack dealers.
It's Batman with no shoes.
He got the cowl on one of those like wire lines in the middle of Gotham, like the dirty, like, that part.
His two bat shoes in
Crime Alley.
Hanging from the telephone pole. Yeah.
Like, I hope you got enough to stop fucking 38 bullets, because that's what I got left in the tech nine. Pop, pop,
pop, pop. I like it better that they're just kind of picking on him and taking his shoes.
If you notice, he's always Batman's a pussy, because he's always fighting white gangsters. Like, those guys are the worst. They're coming at you with, like, clubs and crowbars. Black gangsters would be, like, sawed-off shotgun, like, yo...
That's a good point.
Yeah.
There's no, like, black gang.
Who's
Gotham.
The Dark Knight now, motherfucker?
Pow! There's no Crips or Bloods rolling around Gotham.
No.
Yeah, there is, though. The real Gotham.
Well.
If Batman was really in New York City, he'd be fighting some fucking real gangsters, and he would be getting his ass kicked.
I would love it.
He'd be getting the boots laid to him by, like, a fucking group of corner thugs.
I would love it if Batman rolled on, like, the bad neighborhood, like, the real bad neighborhood in Gotham. And, like, he saw everyone on the streets, and he rolled up his window. He was just like...
Batmobile window.
After he was done getting his ass kicked, he'd drag his ass back to the Batmobile. He'd find it all up on
the
blocks.
It's like he turns to Robin, roll him up.
All right, computer, where's the crime happening? South Gotham? All right, where's that white crime happening?
Computer, where are those Italian gangsters?
Fucking, where's Two-Face at, bro? He's... Isn't the Riddler robbing a fucking a fortune cookie factory or something like that?
Yeah, do you think Batman's relieved when one of the pussy villains is up to something? It's like, oh, Joker's killing children.
He
fuck.
Only fights white
or
guys.
Mad Hatter kidnapped the blonde and he's got her running through a sideshow.
Like, why isn't Batman fighting crack on the street is what I want to know.
Yeah, war on
like,
drugs, man.
He rolls up to, like Tupac Shakur. He's like, what's your thing? He's like, I'm a gangster, motherfucker. Ratata, ratata.
Real gangsters is fucking your booty.
Help. Robin, he just shot me two times in the chest. Is there anything in the bat belt for it?
Anti-bullet spray.
Call real niggas eat booty. Call 911, Batman.
Oh, wow.
Holy, getting shot by a black.
The cops call 911, Batman's dead, too, because the cops don't even go to that fucking neighborhood.
Yeah. Bat who?
They'd be like, respond to a gunshot in South Gotham?
Yo,
yeah.
In Gotham, bro, South Gotham is like Escape from New York, bro. They don't even go down there. They rule themselves.
The cops lock their doors, drive like through real fast.
Yeah. It's old town, but like instead of hookers, they're just black people and stuff like that. Like,
selling drugs.
No, because there's no black people in Gotham.
It's like New Jack City.
It's supposed to be New York City, right?
It's like New Jack City.
Batman don't even tread in the bad neighborhood.
I can't think of a single black Batman villain.
No,
there's not one.
There isn't any.
You want to know why?
Batman's a racist cartoon.
He's a little racist.
No, it's not racist. Batman's a pussy. He's not afraid. He's afraid to fight the real gangster. Pussy.
Yeah.
He's a grown man running around in tights, beating up old Italian guys who like think they're thugs.
That's why I hate that Gotham show.
He was beating up like longshoremen, dude. Look at the guys he's fighting.
That's why that Gotham show bugs me, because it's him as a kid, and then they're introducing his villains as like in 20 years this guy's gonna be 65, and you're gonna have a 25-year-old Batman just pummeling an elderly man.
No, but I don't want to offend you, Pete, because you're a huge Batman fan. But I think we found the real.
Batman doesn't fight black people?
Because he's a fucking little bit of a scaredy cat. Because they're not running around with question marks on their fucking shirts and leaving them riddles and whoopee cushion fucking bombs. They're straight up shooting motherfuckers south of, I guess Main Street? I don't know. I don't know what Gotham
is. I don't know the territory.
South Gotham is no good for
Batman. We don't go to South Gotham.
South Gotham, bad shit.
It wouldn't be much of a cartoon, though. He'd like roll up on some corner thugs and be like, "Listen, I heard the bank got robbed down the road. What do you guys know about that?" And they'd all pull out their fucking iron. They'd be like, "This is what we know." And he'd be driving over down the street as fast as he could get away as they're shooting at him, and that would be the end of the comic.
Batmobile's missing hubcaps.
No, he wouldn't even get out of the car, bro. He'd be terrified.
He'd be tagged.
He'd be 100%. Tagged. A couple times he'd get the boots laid to him, and then he wouldn't even get out of the street.
Just spray painting on the side of the car.
Yeah, Alfred's like, "So who is Upgrade? I don't know, I take my car."
"So why don't you go back to fighting the white criminals?"
"I think the Penguin might be up to no good."
"Oh, the Penguin, you said."
You go into the Ben Avery, just was like, "Fuck you, Batman."
They're like, "This fucking motherfucker in his pajamas is back again. We have to lay the boot to this white cat again."
Batman's got to get up to defuse a bomb, but he parked his car in South Gotham and he just sees it all on concrete blocks.
Yeah, man. Spray painted.
He stole his shit.
Doors open.
"Excuse me, homie. What happened to my ride?"
"I don't know, but you want to fucking die?"
It's Batman trying to appeal to black
people. Yeah. DMX rolls like up to his car. He's like, "Yo, I'm FBI. Give me your goddamn Batmobile." He's like, "You're DMX.
Take the cape. Leave me alone.
Get a job."
I don't know.
Robin, go with the man.
DMX lost some credentials, right?
What are you talking about? He's the crazy dude on the street.
He's crazy now.
Yeah, but he's doing like
hood rat shit.
Yeah. He doesn't make music. He's like fighting people in camps. He's like a bunch of dumb movies and shit. You know,
he hasn't done a movie in like 9 years. Yeah. He's a criminal right now.
That's the last thing he's done, though.
The last thing he done was get arrested for drugs. Oh.
I know. That's like pretty real.
You don't got to be a badass to have drugs on.
Do you know where he's from?
No idea.
He's from New York.
Yonkers.
I didn't read his bio.
I didn't read his bio either. Dude.
You know his name? His real name?
Nah, probably Demarius
Earl
Manning.
Earl.
It's Earl Simmons.
Earl Simmons. That's not a gangster name. I'll go DMX.
That is an old Negro name.
What is DMX?
Earl
stand
Simmons
for?
Sounds like
got
old
me
Negro.
There. That's about the extent I know of the guy.
Anybody know? What
then
DMX
I liked
is?
His early stuff.
Darkman X, I think.
You just guessing?
No, I think that's it.
Is it Darkman X?
I think so.
Whoa.
At that point, the X is just.
Tight. It's just for fun.
It's tacked on.
It's because Earl is so bad that he's like, X is cool, right?
All
right,
guys.
Everyone likes an X, but. Yeah.
Fuck what you heard! It's what you're hearing! Well, alright, what's the next?
Alright, next news story. Last one. A guy survived being almost crushed in a garbage truck after he fell into a dumpster. This one.
Courtesy of massive splinter!
This one confuses me.
Why didn't he get out of the dumpster?
He was inside a dumpster, quote, looking for his wallet when the dump truck rolled up and dumped him into the back of the truck. So to survive, he built what he called a garbage coffin.
Wait, time out. You're not talking about Himanto Yoshi?
You're
not talking about Casey Jones?
That's a Rokusaki.
Oh, that's right. My kid, my mother, Himanto Yoshi. Rokusaki was the bad guy.
Yeah.
The Shredder.
Sounds like he was sleeping in a dumpster.
Yeah.
He said he was looking for his wallet. And then the thing was like crushing them, and he managed to grab some pieces of lumber and build a little shelter within the dump, within the garbage truck. He was then in the... He thought he was in there for an hour. Turned out to be 3 to 3.5 hours. I would be very cognizant of every minute of that if I was trapped inside of a dump truck.
Yeah, it usually works the other way around. Like, you've been in there for an hour, and you think it's 3 hours. I've been in there
for days.
Clearly.
It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah. This nigga took a nap or something.
It's like the urban version of 127 hours.
Bro, you know this guy was sleeping off a bed drunk. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was only in there for, like, 20 minutes, an hour or so.
And
like,
you're
in there for half a day. What's wrong with you?
He was eventually rescued when the truck dumps his load at the...
Dumps his fucking load!
I was like, no, why did you have to say it like that?
What I enjoy the name of it.
Take this landfill, I'm dropping my fucking load!
The YOLO County Landfill.
What? YOLO?
The YOLO County.
You only live once.
That's the guy who crawls out of the dumpster. Like, YOLO!
I love that landfill name. I would like to buy that landfill.
So they found him flopping around in some trash when they dumped it.
Like a trout out of water?
Yeah.
Well, right, is that it?
That's it for the news.
All right, so we're doing Balderdash today?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's play a little.
What's Balderdash?
You were not here last week where we played Balderdash.
No.
It's a board game that Lou brought over, but it's got some fun little questions that we...
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. All right. I don't have a de facto theme, so I'm just going to put something on.
Oh, wait. I was gonna do it. Yeah.
Dead air.
Whoa. Let's just keep going.
Does
keep
he have something?
Somebody do something, man. What talk about? What's happening?
Lou, put on some old-timey music, quick.
It's a Chattanooga choo-choo. Track 49.
Man.
Maybe...
And Mr. Chinaman saying his Chinaman way. Thank God.
Woo! That pregnant pause was not...
Oh, God, feels better.
Good save, my brother.
No, Lou, just go for it, Lou.
All right. So, basically, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You give me either what you think is the real answer or just the craziest answer. We'll score from there.
Okay.
You going to keep track of the score?
Yeah. All right.
You want me to keep track of it? I'm fucking a human calculator.
No, I'm good. I got a little.
You're also the Pope, so you're completely, infallible.
So whatever I say, right.
Yeah, it's infallible.
Right. I shouldn't really play this game. I should probably host it.
No, that's cool.
I mean,
let Lou do his thing.
I mean, I really can't. I can't give a wrong answer, though, Lou. Everything I say.
No, this shit is what's wild.
Yeah, but everything I say is the law.
He's infallible. You didn't know that?
Yeah, Lou, come on, get with it, bro.
So, let's start with you then.
Balderdash.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Lou. I know it all.
Define dorking.
Dorking, it's when a whale gets his dick real hard and shoots a load into the ocean. Covering divers in about a gallon of stinky cum.
Actually closer to what I was going to say than I appreciate.
It's when a really hot girl pity fucks a fatty.
That sounds good.
I was going to really simple. It's when you're a school bully, find dork and dunk him in the toilet. Dorking.
Going dorking.
That's called assault these days, Jill.
I think it's close to what Brian said, but less so. It's what every guy does to cosplay chicks at Comic-Con. They just
tits?
Dork. They go dorking. They just snap photos of her ass the whole time.
Oh, no, I just stare at her tits. They're normally hanging out of their costume.
You went dorking this year?
No, I haven't got to Comic-Con since that first time.
Wow. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You missed out on some good dorking, bro.
I was dorking my fucking eyes off.
All
right, I found this Chun-Li. I was dorking her all Saturday.
Man.
Oh,
man.
All right, so let's vote for who had the best, and don't vote for yourself this time. All right.
I got to vote for somebody who had the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say Brian.
Brian?
I'll go with Pete.
I'm going with the Pope.
I'm going to give it to Ken, too. I appreciated him knowing that dork was whale related.
Oh, yeah,
the true answer.
I also knew that dork was whale related, and so did you and everybody.
Yeah, but I appreciate him going for it. We all went the other kind of dork.
No, I didn't. That's why I said fat guy.
Who won?
Well, Ken got the most points.
Yeah, but what was the...
The true answer is a five-toed English chicken.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I watched a lot of BBC America. Fucking do that.
That's good luck. That's what I call that.
All right, Brian.
KFC worm chicken.
I'm going to start with you this time.
Let's go.
What does CBAA stand for?
A CBAA.
Yeah.
Control panel, double A button, man.
CB, bro.
CB.
CB,
oh,
you guys don't know this. You guys don't know this
I
agency?
Got this. I think I got go it. Ahead.
It's a government agency.
Oh, I was going with another one.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Christian Brothers Athletic Association.
Sounds legit.
All I could think of while Brian was struggling to come up with something was, can't Brian answer accurately?
You guys are all wrong. It's the Cock-Blocking Agency of America.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the CBAA.
Brian, did you come up with anything?
No. I mean, the B was going to go for Berg at that point, but like, other than that.
All right, so who had the best answer? Start with Brian again.
Best answer? Jill.
I'm going to go with Ken again.
Give that one to Jill. That was almost legit.
I'd say Jill, too.
True answer is Corset and Brassiere Association of America.
My favorite. Also, they also sponsor the show, too.
Sponsors.
CBAA, thank you very much.
No, we're against them, bro. They cover up titties.
They cover titties.
So they make them look better.
No, they cover them up. They want to cover titties.
They make it's actually lies about a woman.
That's the worst thing.
Corset brassiere.
Yeah.
It's like she's thinner
you're
and
not
more perky.
Skinny. Your tits ain't that
she
big.
Takes off. It's like.
No, you leave it on. You leave
deflating
it on.
Deflating attire.
So what?
Just leave it
you
on.
You look like a potato now. What the fuck?
All right. Next one.
I'm sorry, Jill. What is the movie Over the Brooklyn Bridge about?
Movie Over the Brooklyn Bridge is about a troll who finally leaves the safety of his home and discovers the beautiful, bright lights of Manhattan. Oh. It's my latest children's book. I hope you check it out.
I don't know if I can. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
Over the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Oh, man.
It's about, come back.
It's about gays and drag queens in New York City.
It's about the most epic walk of shame when some fine, respecting girl from Manhattan bangs some Guido in Brooklyn and had to take that walk of shame across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, she fucked that hipster.
Winner.
I like that.
I'm just going to vote for Brian.
Yeah, I give him mine too.
Yeah, I thought I had that, Brian.
All right. You guys are never going to guess this one.
What is it?
A Jewish man must dump his Catholic girlfriend so he can borrow money from his uncle. A more racist plot I've never heard.
That's like the actual plot?
Yes.
Wait. Read that again.
Well, Jews are crazy about money and the goyim pay.
Wait, so is that a question? Or
that's the true answer.
That's what the
movie's about. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jews borrowing money.
That's like if you need to borrow money from your family, like, yeah, drop that.
Well, usually they're lending it and charging you with VIG, so it's a real step of character for them.
Terrible. That's terrible.
Wasn't that racist. Under the sequel, Under the Harlem Moon, was way worse.
Brian, would you do that? Would you drop me if you need to borrow money from your family? Yeah.
No.
Drop that black.
You'd be doing the Brooklyn Bridge walk of shame.
How do I get back to Manhattan from here? What was
cross that Brooklyn Bridge.
You'd be like, Jillian, you gotta walk across the Verrazano.
Over the Verrazano Bridge.
Go to Staten Island, bitch.
Keep walking, you're gonna cross the fucking Gotham.
Alright,
y'all. Pete, you're doing this one. It's the law question.
Law?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Lexington.
Bird law.
Lexington, Kentucky, it is against the law to use a lizard, ..
as a sexual aid.
Ooh. As a salad dressing.
Close to what I was going to say.
As a person you tag team a girl with.
No, that's completely okay, legal.
I wasn't going to
high
something.
Five that lizard.
Yo, what's up, Gecko? My name's Geico. Just keep to your half.
Dude, we're talking Louisville, bro. They got a fucking raunchy sex life.
And I'm going to change my answer, and I think this might actually be accurate. Lexington is still pretty close to horse country, so it's against the law to use a lizard as a horsing aid with your horse.
Fuck's a horsing aid?
To get your horse to run faster.
It's like slapping
it with a monitor lizard.
If you take it a snake or a lizard, it freaks out a horse and they will run faster.
Put it in the horse's view. It's just like, run faster, motherfucker. It's like,
they freak out.
If you tied a lizard to my cock, I'd run faster too, dude.
That's my dick. You tie anything to my dick, yeah, and be a little freak. Like, ah!
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh shit.
It's either that or religious ceremonies, but go on. Religious ceremonies.
Alright, Pete?
Yeah.
Wait, you're not what going to tie it to a horse's cock anymore?
So it's.
What is it?
Salad dressing.
I'm going with the horse, but I think it's
fucking
really
a woman. Double teaming a woman?
No, what was yours?
A religious thing?
Yeah. I'm going to go stick with the horse, but I bet you it's a really religious thing.
Go with Brian's.
You can't piggyback on Brian's.
Tag team in a woman with a lizard is funny.
You're going to split the points with him?
What do you think? Who's the best?
Who was the best?
Yeah,
best answer.
Jillian's tying the horse off with the fucking lizard on its cock.
I like to say, like, I never say anything about tying it off. Yeah.
I know, this is... I don't remember that being her answer.
I like lizard. I mean,
you like lizard.
I like lamp. I like lamp.
Lizard's good.
I like Jillian.
The horse cock.
I like Tardos.
Yay, lizard.
This is crazy.
What is it?
Well, Jillian boat.
Dressing.
All
right. Jillian got it right. Religious ceremony.
Really?
Yeah. I thought she said tying a fucking lizard on a horse's cock.
I said that was my answer, but I bet you it's actually religious ceremony.
I thought you officially changed it.
Dude. I thought she kept it.
She said religious at the end, and I was
because,
like,
because it's not funny if I guess the right answer because I actually kind of know it.
But you get points for correct answer.
Still impressive.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
All right, so going back to Ken.
You know, it's kind of like a little basic.
No crucifying lizards. Got it.
You know what? I'm going to...
No, it's, snakes.
Snake
handling.
The
whole thing. So
lizards aren't even dangerous. Like, what do you got? Unless you got a fucking like, monitor lizard.
You're snakes.
Like, you got a 30-pound monitor lizard. You hold nuts on the
joke. Rick Ross, the rapper, just chills with iguanas all day, man.
Remember when we were in Miami and that guy with a lizard on a leash was trying to get us to follow him into an alleyway?
We don't want to get robbed, Mr. Black Guy.
Sounds like
you
knew the deal, though. You should have followed him, so it was up.
Nope.
He
had a pet.
What's the next question?
Iguana on a leash.
All right. Let's start with Ken.
Yeah, bro.
What does IFTWA stand for?
IFTWA?
Yep.
I got nothing, bro. That's way too many letters.
It's actually it's a Black Pride movement. It stands for I'd fuck that white ass. Wow. Damn.
What IFTWA?
IFTWA. You want me to wait for you or?
I need a pen and paper.
Yeah, that's what I smoked a joint before this show. Like, you can't be giving me stuff like that. That's not fair.
An infertile Federalist.
You know? See, you're lost. You don't even know.
What is IFT?
Yeah.
W-A.
Too many letters.
I know all the letters. I can't even come up with something.
This is by far my worst thing. It's the only one I got.
No, I thought it was good.
I'd fuck that white ass.
Yeah.
I'd fuck that white ass.
We all concede and vote for that. What is it?
Right. International Federation of Tiddlywinks Association.
Wow.
Fuck's a tiddlywink.
If I said that as a joke answer, everyone would look at me like an asshole.
I was thinking International Federation of Trade Workers Association, but I was like, that's such a gay answer. I don't even want to give it. But tiddlywinks, Lou, like,
yeah. I told you this is a
nonsense game.
Yeah.
All right.
Who knew that?
I don't know.
Nobody would.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck you.
I'd fuck that white ass.
Bangladesh.
That's the answer.
Brian?
Yep.
Define Widdershins.
Widdershins?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that is.
It's saying something witty to somebody and then kick them in the shins. It's kind of a dick move, really.
Widdershins, frequently used in yachting. You put them on the side of the boat so that you hit more dolphins.
Wow. Wow. I'm the Widdershins. I see a pod.
Go
fuck porpoises!
Tuna time, bitches!
Fuck you, Flipper! Fuck you!
Widdershins?
Widdershins.
I'm gonna say...
Widdershins, I tell you! Widdershins!
Say it's a derogatory term for midgets in South London.
Oh.
Yeah.
Filthy little Widdershins.
Did you go yet?
No, it's a pill you take to keep from shitting yourself after you eat Chipotle.
Oh, I got it.
Make sure you take your Widdershins!
They serve it on the side now.
Going midget.
You don't want those bloody skin marks.
I go as midget.
I go with
Joe. I go dolphin killing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dolphin
kill. Dolphin kill. I forgot about the Widdershins. It's like the trawlers for dead dolphins.
Oh, wait, we're coming up on a fucking a big pack of dolphins. Yeah. Deploy the Wittershins.
Deploy the Wittershins. They haven't been down the whole time? It's
nothing but spikes and fucking tasers.
But sir, it's a whale. The Wittershins can handle it.
It's like the old school spinny hubcaps with the fucking spikes on
like,
it.
Like a chariot
yeah.
wheel.
Yeah,
it's not even about catching the fish. They have to go out them. There on the Wittershins and kick off the dead carcasses.
It's just about genocide.
Oh, that dolphin is holding us down on the port side.
You got this all wrong. Dude, they're swimming in circles. The boat's going in circles around the fucking dolphins, just hitting them, just getting them angry, bro.
Just batting at them.
Yeah, just bumping them real good, getting them angry. Dolphins can't do anything. They can't jump into the ship.
Not against Wittershins.
Right, next question, Lou.
Wait, what do Wittershins actually mean?
Are they actually?
To go in a counterclockwise direction.
That's what the boat does.
I'm pretty sure Jill got the right answer and the funniest answer. And now all
I kind of want to go ahead and open up a Wittershins distribution. Like
it's a picture of a dolphin.
I want
to get
into this
like,
business.
You basically want boaters to abuse dolphins.
Talk to the Japanese.
Or
they'll make some Wittershins.
Yeah.
They're behind this.
I'm with the Japanese here.
All right, so Jill, I'm going to give you the law question.
We just beat them with our oar.
But this is so much more effective and painful, sir. Right. Oh, is it?
So, Jillian, in Los Angeles, California, it's against the law for a customer to poke... dot, dot, dot.
To poke the fat people?
This is Los Angeles?
Yeah, poke the fat people.
Don't
I mean,
poke
they're
the
odd there.
Don't poke the celebrities.
You're not allowed to
hey,
poke...
Wait, you Brad Pitt, hey! Hey!
What was the area that you had
to go? Los Angeles.
L.A.
In L.A., you're not allowed to... There's two different ones. You're not allowed to poke your gun out at the tourists, and you're also not allowed to poke the barista's fake boobies.
No poking the
boobies. Hey, buddy. Keep your hands off the fake boobies.
You keep that shit in Santa Monica. Yeah. We don't allow that here in Los Angeles.
Take that shit back up to the bay, buddy.
Fucking freak.
Right?
Poke your head out if you're on a red street wearing blue.
Yo, you're definitely not allowed to poke your head out on a red street wearing blue.
Damn.
Those Pirus, bro.
All right, just starting with Jill. Who do you think is the best?
I like the whole thing about the barista.
Boobies.
I like the fucking... the Crips and Bloods, obviously.
Baristas?
Cool. The true answer? Can't poke a turkey to test it for tenderness.
Really? What? You should be able to.
Psychopaths poking turkeys.
You should be able to poke any animal you're about to purchase to eat.
I'm just imagining
for
his
plumpness
reaction.
I like that you guys are picturing a live turkey.
Right.
Hey, turkey! You tender? Get over here!
You slap on the back of his head like...
kicking the turkey's ass. Like, tender up!
You like it. You like it.
Alright. That was rapey a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel as though they don't want you to. They want you molesting the
I
turkey.
Don't want no derpy turkey.
Yeah.
Derpy turkey.
Alright, Pete. What happens in the movie Smash Palace?
Wait,
Smash
Palace.
Smash Palace.
What's a Smash Palace?
Oh, Smash God. Palace is a lot like The Raid, but it takes place in that ice hotel, and it eventually just... they just bash the whole thing.
That sounds awesome.
I would watch it.
Nah, Smash Palace is a movie made by Bang Bros. Where they
porno.
Where they take these chicks back to this house in L.A., and yeah, they just bang.
They poke her tits.
Yeah, they take about 8 chicks back to L.A. and they just bang the shit out of them.
I want to hear this dirtiness. It's actually a Disney movie. It's a sequel to Beauty and the Beast. It's what the Beast and Beauty did.
Just fucked.
PR guess indeed, Smash Palace. They come in trying to do like a great song. It's like B-R-O. Get the fuck out.
Get that upstairs.
That candlestick will never forget what they used him for.
I'm smashing her palace door down.
I'm going to smash that Clocksworth. I don't even remember the
Clocksworth.
What the fuck are you saying?
It may have been his name.
Johnny Von TikTok.
There's a talking condom.
Bill Lightforehead.
Wait. Is there a talking condom here? I feel like there's a talking condom.
Beast went wrong. He was the beast.
Good old suicidal Jimmy.
It's a condom, an ashtray, like a bottle of whiskey.
Talking sexy.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
Are you serious, Jillian? He's been a beast for years. You think he's fucking strapping up? He's hitting it raw dog.
Packs of cigarettes.
A talking ball gag.
It's called Smash Palace. He just kills it all day, all night. He runs down to the pantry. He's like, hey, Chip, get me a Gatorade.
Wait. Okay, this is how you pitch it. Grey meets Beauty and the Beast.
All right. He runs down there, slaps the old, was it, who's the girl from Murder, She Wrote?
Angela Lansbury.
He runs down there, slaps Angela Lansbury in the ass. He's like, yo, get your little grandson to get me some Gatorade up there. I am smashing it in this palace.
Jillian, you got one?
Okay. Dick too. Well, not be this, but
Dick
I was thinking, it's
baby's hand holding the apple, bro.
Damn.
Furry, which is upsetting.
Yeah.
No, he's not the beast anymore.
That part didn't change.
Oh, still a beast down there. I like it.
He immediately went downstairs, told an old lady to get the fuck out of here again, and got cursed. He goes back up as the beast, and Belle's like, what the fuck happened? He's like, told an old broad to fuck get to the road. No free fucking meals here.
Don't worry, my dick's about 3 feet longer.
How much would you love it if he was smashing Belle and turning away old women at the door? Like 10 minutes after, everyone in the palace is like, thank God we're human again. I can't believe it. And it's like, I'm a fucking candle. What the fuck happened?
Why am I a clock again?
They run into the beast that's killing Belle, and he's like, what the fuck did you do? He's like, I turned some old bitch away from the door.
Some old lady not
She gave me this rose. It's fucked up.
Charity, I am not. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry after
it's
that.
It's never going to win now.
It's going to be hard to follow
that. Epic. It's a contender, but not going to beat that. It's the next installment of Jersey Shore, since those sons of bitches have millions of dollars now. You know, these just have a smash room. Next installment is simply the Smash Palace.
Sounds logical. What do you think is going to win it, Pete? What's your best one?
Come on.
We did 10 minutes on Brian's.
I know.
Come on.
Brian's good. We all expanded on it pretty well.
Is that all for Brian?
We all had fun. We all had fun with that.
That's pretty much a group idea, but yeah, we'll go with Brian.
Everyone gets a point.
All right.
Everyone gets a quarter of a point.
All right.
Been around the table twice. Are we good?
Yeah.
How are we doing on points here?
That Smash Palace is about a drama about a rocky relationship caused by a man's obsession with building a race car.
Like everything, I said, Beast
everything in the title led right there.
Yeah. Starring Jeff Gordon.
I believe my movie is better than that.
With a couple points in the lead, Brian is the winner.
Yay.
Golf clap.
Second place, Jillian. Not too far off.
Good for my first try, right?
Right behind her is Ken.
Because I played.
And with a measly...
Don't ever say right behind her is Ken ever again.
With a measly 1 point.
Woo! That was me. I know I voted for you one time.
On accident, too.
No, you took that back.
Yeah, you took it back and gave it to Jill.
No, I voted for 1 point.
No, you took it back and gave it to Jill.
No, like the first one.
You're like, midgets. Fuck that. Dolphins.
With 0 points.
That was my best answer was the dolphin one. I mean,
the dolphin one really, like, it was a trendsetter, I felt. Like, that really everyone had to up their game after the dolphin.
Yeah, I'm
that
glad
dolphin
I
was great. What were they called? Wintershins?
Wintershins.
Put the Wintershins out.
There's off the Wintershins.
Dolphins in the water. Put
Two
the Wintershins
pods.
Out.
Two pods. Put out the Wintershins. Ooh, killer whales, too. Awesome.
Word.
All right. Let's,
All right. So why don't we talk about our ad for today.
Yeah. So we got some new friends down at Bold and Belligerent Podcast. Let's just take a listen.
Once a week, four assholes get together like hyenas feasting on a carcass. They sometimes turn on each other.
Don't be a bitch!
But when they're not attacking each other, they have their focus set on the greater good of society.
So women are forced to be naked.
I hate children, and I love watching when children get disciplined, because it's fantastic.
I would be in charge of the marijuana.
Okay, here's the thing. It's going to get to the point where we've attacked every race and religion and culture, so it's going to be, it'll take the pressure off of whatever ones we pick on the most.
Why doesn't everyone just be friends?
Lorne.
If I ever kill someone, I'm going to carve a hole out of their face and shit in it.
I think what we took from this is that I'm a prophet.
Josh.
I'm not the punk bitch of this show. I'm the only sane one here.
Mike.
Take off your cross.
How do you get rid of herpes?
Luke.
I've always been an asshole since I was young. Did you forget who the star was?
It's the Bold and Belligerent Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on Stitcher and follow us on Twitter @BNB_podcast.
blah, 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 and all that commie bullshit.
There you have it.
Bold and belligerent. You like us, you like them. They're like us, but they talk about sports shit, too.
Those guys sound like fucking real men.
I love the name.
I bet you they eat booty.
Oh. You know, they sure do this pretty fucked up segment where, like, they roll these dice and you get a punishment. And I listened to one, somebody got caned, I think.
That whoa. Sounds fucking righteous. They are not playing. They are not playing.
That sounds like, right.
That's what we're lacking is caning.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it would have made more sense before we played the ad, but we're going to take a little break.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
All right. We'll be back in a sec.
All right. Super awkward break over. Let's do Stupid People.
Stupid people.
Let's start with a New York story. Imagine this. Woman leaves to go to work, comes back, expecting her husband to have worked on renovating the house, finds entire house bulldozed.
I fixed it, honey.
I got it.
You know, this always makes me think of that Chumbawamba song, man. I think I'll make it through.
You don't know, though. It could have been a really shitty house, and he could have, like, took out the cabinets he was supposed to take out, and then he was like...
Just collapsed.
Well, I killed your cat, you druggy bitch.
In his words, he chose to bulldoze it because the foundation was faulty, but he took out all his shit and left all her shit in there before bulldozing it.
So the foundation was faulty, much like the foundation of the relationship.
But they make a point.
It's a metaphor!
They make a point.
The foundation of the house was perfectly fine, Joe.
They make a point in the story to say that they had no marital problems up to this point.
Up until that point.
He doesn't realize
that she knew of
what he did wrong still to this point. Because he didn't shut off the power. He didn't shut off the water. He just bulldozed a fucking house.
Fuck it, I'll just
had to go.
Fuck it, I'll just rebuild.
Yeah, I kind of want to think that he took like a lawn chair, put it outside, and then like put like blast goggles on and just watched it.
Time for everyone's favorite game, though.
What?
Was his bail more or less than fat people fucking?
That's a good question.
Now remind us again, how much was fat people
actually,
fucking bail?
Actually, you know, Lou, you should just play that the movie theme for it.
See if I still have that since we haven't
been
doing
that. Oh, I love
that
one. It's always in my head.
Yeah, I still have it. The old Rotten Tomatoes song.
Oh, Rotten No, I moved it.
Oh, Cleveland?
I gotta try and find it.
I won't forget about it now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You want a different
song?
So,
any, whatever you
want
to play.
Is it old-timing?
Just play what you
yes.
want.
Yes.
No mustache.
There's no mustache. My mom's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
I start seeing that last night at dinner.
I want to say it's less than fat people.
You think up
if
until...
we remember what was the fat people?
$30,000
bail for two fat people having sex in a park on a hot day versus man who. Bulldozed his own home with his wife's belongings in it.
What state is he
while
in?
Creating a hazardous condition? This
way
is
less.
New York.
New York.
Upstate.
This is
upstate New York.
Middletown.
Yeah,
I've been there. Oh, I've actually been there. It's less.
Less. Well,
slightly
you
less.
Care
maybe
to
like,
elaborate?
Like 25,000.
25,000.
Like 500 bucks.
500.
Keep in mind, this guy nearly caused explosions because the gas was on.
Mm-hmm. No, 7,500.
7,500?
Yeah.
Lou, you know the answer.
I know the answer.
12,500?
The correct answer, $300. I'm going to bulldoze a house tomorrow.
All right.
To me, at that point, $300 is a punishment.
No,
it's a price of admission.
Fool. It's got to be your house.
The fucking bulldozer costs more to rent.
You know, I should know better. I've been to Middletown, New York. That really does sound like the appropriate.
Do they have a rep for just knocking shit over that's not theirs?
He actually comes out with a sash. It says, Rep of Middletown.
Right.
It's really a nice area. I should mean, a lot of like people's like summer houses are there, but you know,
Middletown.
But the people who live there
now, you
live
see
there.
It now, you don't.
Yeah, where is it? Somewhere in the middle.
Inflation, boring.
Not far from Eagle Rock,
sounds
New
like
York.
Some Bayou Justice,
and right by whatever the fuck,
yeah.
New York.
I'm just saying, it's
in
about like
somewhere.
It's about like a 3-4 hour train ride.
There's up like above New York City. There's like nothing. There's like Westchester.
No, there's that great town called.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's right next to that one.
And then, woo!
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
That's right down the road.
Town
horse fucking town.
Was, yeah. I was like, is that the My Little Pony
town? Then you get to a college. Town. And then it's college.
Yeah,
it's
a couple colleges.
College town,
sprinkle
and then
a college in there every couple of miles.
And then if we have the sound effect for the deadline.
And deer.
That deer.
Well, some people like those upstate
towns.
You just
said that like Mario. Most of people like.
Yeah, you're hearing a lot of accents.
Yeah. There are some people who like upstate
most
towns.
Most of people like those towns.
A little, I mean.
It's a tiny little place.
What you got against it, you Mr. Gabagool?
No, but, Lou's right, though. There are people who like upstate towns. They're called drunks and fucking dullards.
Thank you to all our upstate listeners.
Fuck off, all you upstate listeners.
Hey.
Fuck you, Bill.
Bill.
Hey, Eric. Fuck you. Bill, the upstate listener, he's got to wind up a radio to get
John.
He's
like, John. Hey.
John,
we're talking to you. We're talking to you, John.
John from upstate, you're a douche.
John's too drunk to notice.
Yeah, fuck you, John.
John, we want you to write us.
I really hope we have an upstate listener named John who's like, they're blowing my mind.
Joe, I've been finger banging.
He's up there in a hunting cabin listening to this.
He's like super into us too, like he's biggest fan. He's like, why, guys?
John, we love you. We didn't mean it. We love you, John.
Joe, Pete, no.
Joe from Poughkeepsie is going to be angry when he finds out I've been finger banging his wife when he goes out to fucking.
Oh, shit. Double clicking the mouse.
You hear that?
The wife.
Yeah. Joe.
When he goes out, I've been finger banging his wife.
God damn.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
Ken's handshakes smell like fish now, man.
Yeah. They smell like old tractor grease.
Old
like,
tuna hands.
I'll
Ken.
Go give Ken a pound and he'll like smirk at me and give me like a nod. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Like, smell my finger.
You just Don's mom me, bro. What the fuck?
I gave you fish stick fingers.
No!
No wonder he's always got the sticky hands.
And he doesn't even come with the tartar sauce either. It's just the fish stick fingers.
I don't eat sweets.
Alright, what's next?
And next, let's go to Toledo, Ohio, where a Michigan man blasted through a traffic stop, leading the police on a quick chase before he crashed through the gates of the prison and was caught. So he drove himself to jail.
Nice. The whole time he was yelling everything about how Ohio State sucks. Michigan!
Don't we have a clip that's like, you go take yourself to jail or something like that?
Do we?
That's a fishing criminal.
No, but I think he might have said
this.
You
go to jail or something like that.
Isn't this America? I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
He probably said that.
All
that's
right.
Efficient criminaling, though. Like, you do something wrong, you just fucking end up in jail.
His list of charges, too, which is vandalism of government property, drug possession, and failing to use a turn signal.
What kind of drugs do you have?
And just, the big one.
He just has his hazards on.
That's the real offense.
He's like, no. He didn't put a turn signal on when he turned into that gate. That
you had drugs, you plowed through prison gates, and you didn't use a blinker.
You didn't even
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
What a monster.
When you veered off the road going 40 miles an hour and drove through a gate, you did not use your
He just wanted to give some second chances out there. Maybe buzz the hole in the wall or something like that.
Big prison break.
I hope he yelled like...
The Ohio prison break.
Michael Schofield is trying less and less.
Yeah. Why did I get this tattoo?
He got a tattoo of a bus driving into a prison wall. Why did you get that, Michael? I have to remember the whole plan, Lincoln.
Why did he sound like a fucking idiot?
Sound like Garfield.
Because they're stupid.
I remember the plan, Lincoln.
Because they're stupid.
Well, I mean, yeah. Right.
I'm going to get him a better lawyer.
Was this Florida?
No, but he did that to himself.
Well, yeah, what state was
whatever. That show kind of like
Ohio.
If it did fizzle.
Ohio. Or as the French say, Oyo.
Or as we Oyo. Like to call it in Northern Oyo. Florida.
Do the French really say
or as the Baja men say.
Yeah, because they don't have that sound in their language. Oyo. All
right, next story. We don't normally do celebrity stories, but Lou sent me this one. I thought it was funny. I don't know if you saw this on Reddit a few days ago. Guy posts a picture, a selfie of him and John Travolta at a gym, and writes, "Look who introduced himself at 3 a.m. at the gym with John Travolta. Bald."
Because he's bald.
I've never seen him proper bald before, like balding, no wig. But yeah, he's bald.
Bald.
Did he then ask him if you wanted to join him in the steam room? Because that's what should be happening.
And
next.
You found the story.
Yeah. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to pick up these soap bar in the steam room.
So after this picture got a little like viral attention, the two men in the picture were asked why they were there at 3 a.m.
Travolta was like, I'd like to get ahead in you.
He's Rodney Dangerfield now?
Yeah.
I get no respect. Hey, go to the gym. I feel like you don't late. Blow me.
Get no respect.
Yeah.
It just sounded like a Dangerfield joke. I don't know. Sorry, guys.
Where's your Travolta? Let's hear a Travolta.
I'm all right. I don't know. I don't want to do one.
I'll read a statement.
Still waiting for one.
That was you forced it upon me. Brian, you do a Travolta, dick
face. I thought you did a good Travolta.
Brian, talk about how hard you worked on your hair.
Those are the hair, man. Like, it's not my thing.
He's Chinese too. I work very hard in my head. I'll read the statement with Brian Stravolta.
Mr. Carter.
Jose, I work out for my health. Oh, as you get older.
What is this?
Dangerfield.
I get no respect. When the other guy in the photo, non-Travolta, was asked...
Non-Travolta?
Non-Travolta.
It's like his aunt. Non-Travolta. His Asian aunt.
Non-Travolta.
No, it's a typo. It's Don Travolta.
Don Travolta.
It's his cousin.
Yeah. I like that we've kind of figured out the entire Travolta family. It's John.
The whole family line.
His grandmother, Non. His brother, Don.
There's Don. Don't forget about Han.
And his Jamaican cousin, Mon.
Mon Travolta.
His illegitimate son with a Hispanic Juan.
Juan.
Yeah. What about Ron, his legitimate child that no one knows about?
And don't forget his half-cyborg child, Kron.
His son, his Japanese...
Bon is Japanese.
Oh, you're talking about his Chinese son, Han.
And Bon is his Japanese
son. I heard he was once in Carbonite.
you're thinking of
Han Travolta shot first.
Han Travolta. Yeah,
and his evil cousin.
Zahn.
Bika is Buddha. I'm not Han Travolta.
Last line, honey. Wookie. Thank you.
All right, well, here's what the guy said. Non Travolta said, I was completely aware of what was happening. He walks right up to me and introduces himself. Hi, I'm John. When asked if he thought that John was sizing him up, the man said, I understood what was happening when it was happening. It was in his body language. It didn't make me uncomfortable, but I noticed.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah.
Make that booty.
So John Travolta picking up strangers at the gym at 3 a.m.
John Travolta was all like...
He was all like...
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
Yeah, as he was riding the elliptical.
He's like, how about I spot you on some squats?
Okay, Luke, just so I know, that story about the Messiah, do you have that song?
Oh, yeah, I've got the link for that.
Okay, because that's in our next story. And I haven't heard this
next
song.
Next in Creed Garbage.
Creed Garbage. That should be a section.
No, you'd be surprised, homie.
They'll give you an excuse to sing Creed.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not.
All right, so there is a cult with a prophet named King Nazir Muhammad. And his policy, his whole thing, is that all women should be lesbians.
I like
it. It's basically his whole stance on his religion of power, as it's called.
So what do men become?
Gays.
Lesbians.
Rapists.
A lot of plaid in his plan.
A lot of softball leagues.
A lot of trips to Vermont.
Yo, PBR is lovely.
A lot of people raising Weimaraners in Vermont.
And llamas.
A lot of bee farms out there.
A lot of camel fuckers.
Please go continue. I want to know more of this interesting cult.
So yeah, it's just a cult.
A lot of short haircuts going on.
But the reason they're in the news this week is they've officially announced their official song of their religion. Mm. Lou, would you?
You recognize it? This is almost like what you said last time. I'm having a religion with a...
Yeah, church.
Praise the Lord, motherfucker.
Be a lesbian.
Oh, actually, it's Allah. Right?
Eat my shoulder.
You know who this is, at least?
That was Lil Jon.
Right? That's Lil Jon right there.
Yeah, it did sound like Lil Jon, but it's...
Mystical.
Mystical, the No Limit Posse. Where they go?
Danger. This is the sermon.
No, we're not fucking making the love.
Why would they dig up a Mystical song to make it their fucking song?
This is their official song of their god.
Yeah. Well, they were all women and they had a seance probably, then all of a sudden Mystical popped up.
I didn't know I was fucking, dead.
If they let the stupid broads pick for themselves, they would have picked like the Dixie Chicks or something.
Right.
I will not have the Indigo Girls. It's the song of my god.
This guy's like, nah.
Put on that Mystical jam I enjoy.
Nah, put on that Mystical joint I like.
Right. There's nothing religious about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling holy.
It's like if you're cutting up cocaine to crack, you listen to this.
Nah,
this is
not
an elaborate joke. He's seeing how far he can take this.
King Nazir does not make jokes
on the way to the strip club.
I mean, at least pick Danger as your song.
What's
right?
his official Danger, drink of the religion?
Don't pick a mystical song.
I don't. Scissor.
That's true.
Scissor. No, no, guys, guys. Serious, serious question. What's the official drink of this cult? Because eventually they're going to have a suicide. Yeah. He said syrup.
Scissor.
Cult 45. Cult 45.
Brian, what's the official drink
of what?
This cult.
Official drink of this cult?
Yeah, because eventually you're going to do your mass suicide. What are you going to drink?
What's purple drink.
I don't think you're class.
It's going to be cool.
Is that a Jim Jones reference or
yes.
something?
With Prince Nazir, Prince Nazir, I thought his song would be more like this, though.
God. Whilst I illuminate the possibilities.
Oh, Brian went racist. I'm surprised. I kind of like this song.
I haven't seen this movie in a while.
You just saw the Broadway show. You loved it.
It was really good.
Did you really?
Wait, this shit was about lesbians?
Rub that lamp, bro. Okay, that's enough Aladdin.
Yeah. You did that last week too, motherfucker.
No such thing.
It was like a couple weeks ago, but yes, I did.
All right, let's do another one.
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity trainer was killed this week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how.
By a train, right?
He was hit by a train.
Who was
while
it?
Filming a fitness video.
Dude, it was
on
celebrity
train
is almost a lie.
It says that in the headline. That's what I read it. His name, Greg Plitt, actor, model, and Bravo TV personality.
Yeah, not a celebrity.
What, if you're on
what
TV.
What shows was
no,
he on Bravo?
Not a celebrity.
Workout seems to be the name. Work
the it? Jackie Warner show?
The one! I don't know. Who?
Right.
I know who that is!
It's this guy.
It's some dude who's probably
do.
In good shape who yeah. died by a train.
It's this guy.
Why are we reading about this?
Bland guy.
Because the guy died in a comically, like, cartoony fashion.
Hey, were all those subs worth it, faggot?
Getting hit by a train?
He was, like, lifting barbells on a train, and then he got smacked
on a train
by
track.
Him.
He's lifting barbells on a train track. Well, he deserved to get hit.
According
then.
To this video,
what's wrong with him?
He likes to work out on train tracks.
He's stupid.
And it got the better of him.
Most people like to work out at gym.
Hazardous
on the
to working
so
out.
How do you not? They say the train was blaring as it came at him.
Silent trains.
Bullet trains. Here was it.
Damn.
Ghost trains, Pete. They're ghost trains.
Ghost trains?
Yeah, dude.
Hazardous to train track
would
working
you
out is trains.
Scooby snacks?
You're going to have to. Yeah, you're going to have to.
They're gluten free.
You're probably going to have to give me more like 7 Scooby snacks for this one, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. The whole Scooby Doo gang is looking to pull a mask off of somebody and be like, no, no, guys, it was a train. Like, we know what happened.
They're like, it's a ghost
Zoinks
train.
Zoinks, was it a ghost train? Wow. No, no, no. It was the local.
Like,
was...
Shaggy, put that joint out, please.
Yeah, I was right.
Focus.
I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah, I remember. That was the Jackie Warner show on Bravo. Yeah, I had
Jackie Warner, everybody. We all know who she is,
I just
right?
noticed that.
Yeah, she's
Brian
a super fit lesbian.
I was thinking Jackie Mason. Like, I was like,
Jackie Mason.
Yeah. Jackie Warner is a super fit lesbian.
Another Jewish comedian?
Did you and Brian
Funny.
Join a gang? I just noticed you wearing the same exact shirt.
Oh. Not a sponsor.
You know exactly where the shirt's from. You have the same shirt.
Yeah, you guys in a gang or something, though?
We're Team Voltron.
You guys hit each other up, and you're like, yo, let's fucking...
Oh, look, like, you're the only dude ever wear a New York Giants hoodie. Like, suck my dick.
What? You're not linking up to our Voltron later.
Yeah,
I have one, too. I just chose not to wear my gang colors tonight.
Well,
guys,
that's your fault.
Guys, this
I
was...
live in rival territory.
Mm-hmm. Later, these guys...
Oh, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
Power Ranger fan. Gotcha.
These guys are going to go out back, and one of them's going to be like... And I'm the head.
Actually, when Ken was a kid, he dreamed of deep throating Alpha.
A little guy on Power Rangers.
He's a robot.
Android thingy.
Ken was the first kid to ever wonder if Zordon had a dick.
And how big was it?
Yo, you guys
it's a pretty
are
big head.
Faggots for knowing the fucking names of the Power Rangers at 30 years old.
I got little brothers.
I watch that shit. I don't give a fuck.
You got little brothers. Fuck you.
I hated Power Rangers.
You
when
watch
it was on.
Power Rangers.
Now I think
still,
it's funny as shit.
You watch it still.
I ain't gonna lie. I like them.
Pete's jerked
pretty
off
much
to the Pink
watching.
Ranger.
Which she was pretty.
You jerked
pretty
off to
hot.
The Pink Ranger.
No, the Pink Ranger was not that hot.
And Cat jerked off.
She was
the
like,
yellow.
I'm fucking 12 hot, like 11 hot.
That's why they're wearing the shirts. He jerked off to the pink. He jerked off to the yellow.
Different yeah. show, dude.
I like the Asian girls.
You do like the Asian
Power
girls.
Power Rangers was the Yellow Ranger was the
We're wearing
Asian
Voltron
shirt.
Shirts.
I'm saying you're in a gang.
I always enjoyed the subtle racism of Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Ranger was black. The Yellow Ranger was Asian.
The chick was pink.
The chick was pink.
The Italian dude
the
was
red-blooded
green.
American white male was red.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
The Italian guy was green. Right?
What if the head ranger was that good looking white guy, but he was the white ranger and he had kind of a cone helmet?
That's what ended up happening, didn't it?
That's not really.
Not the cone helmet, but they had the white ranger ended up leading them.
Yeah, but he was the Italian dude.
He was
now, if the red guy was a Russian, that would have put it over the top.
Hey, guys, can I make this super depressing?
No.
No, I'm doing it. In lieu of flowers, a family requested donation.
Are we back on dead guy?
Yes. Oh,
why
no.
Why did you do that?
But he had
Jillian.
He had little Jillian. Pitbull puppies. The pitbull name was Gunner, and there was Zeppelin. He had cool names for his dog.
Yeah, anyway, Power Rangers was weird.
Well, Ken likes to bang Alpha in his dreams, so, I mean, that's that.
Yeah, I have my way with that little bitch. I have this little robot ass when I feel like it.
You totally C-3PO'd that robot.
Yeah. Call back.
He's all bells and whistles after I'm done.
What's next?
Final stupid person story. Now, all right, this one hit a nerve because it... All right, you guys work in the city. I had a girlfriend once who was terrified. She couldn't walk down the city street and step on the grates.
Yeah.
Because she was convinced that one of them was going to open up and she was going to fall to her death.
She's stupid.
It's actually, no, it's a distinct possibility, but go on.
That's what happened to a man this week.
I hope he died.
He did.
Wish granted.
Good. Well, they should go fix those.
He gave out the yoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hee.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually.
The little, like, coyote puff of smoke when he falls off the cliff at the end.
I actually feel terrible now.
Yeah. There you go.
Poor man. What's his name? I'm sending him flowers.
He was walking. He wasn't paying attention.
God rest his soul.
The thing was loose, and he disappeared.
Loose? Those sons of bitches left a loose city grate?
Loose city grate.
Fuck those guys.
30-something-year-old man was walking down Bedford Avenue near Herkimer at 3 p.m. when the metal doors leading to a basement of an abandoned building collapsed under him.
Wait, was this a bad neighborhood?
I don't
know. South Gotham, shit.
South Gotham.
Was this South Gotham?
So pretty much.
Those.
He apparently, like I guess he was homeless. It says he lived in a nearby shelter.
Transient died? Who cares?
Now we're back to... Now he flip-flopped. He doesn't feel bad anymore.
He's not necessarily stupid.
He's a transient.
I just felt this was a stupid way to go.
It's very cartoony.
Stupid news. That's not my fault. He's a transient. He probably had a
You hate the homeless people here.
Well, them and fat people.
Burden on society.
Exactly. Eating all our food or God not for, eating any of it.
God forbid there's a homeless fat guy.
Homeless fat guys are like Nazis to me.
Pete wants to beat them to death.
What do you feel about narcissists?
You mean you dirty chubbo?
What about beautiful narcissists who don't care if they turn away old women at the door? How do you feel about that?
May the beast be upon them.
What about stinky transients who fall through city grates? If
a literal stinky transient opened up my door, if I opened my door and the stinky transient was there, I would definitely probably either slam it or maybe shoot him in the chest twice.
Just finish the job, double tap him.
Yeah, the only problem with shooting him in the chest is insides probably smell worse than his outsides.
One of those things from Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
Wait,
don't they smell bad on the outside?
Like, quick question. I know it's a weird one, but if everyone answered the door with a hand pistol, how much less cold calling would there be?
Come on.
Jehovah's Witnesses would be out of business.
Jehovah's Witnesses probably packed, too.
It's like, have you heard of the
They pull out bigger guns, like,
They're like, we got those.
How?
You open up the door and they
hear about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or not?
I carry a 44.
You open up the door and they throw a flamethrower in your hole. It's like,
they just Molotov your house.
Sword off shotgun.
Pulling up on
the bulldozer. The Urge 3. It's pretty funny now. Like,
you're going to take this watchtower, motherfucker. Receive the good word.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. All right. So is that all we got?
Anybody else wants to talk about something.
You just want to chit-chat, talk about your feelings?
I would like to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, I'm going to start. Really hurt me when you guys mocked Batman.
I know it did.
It's not my fault you get kicks off of fucking grown men running around in his underpants.
You leave him out of this.
No,
I want to thank our sponsors, Whiskey, Cigars, and Pussy. Thank you again for, being our sponsor.
That sponsor's like, they're the sponsors of all men everywhere.
Except the gays.
Even the gays.
Pussy. Isn't that why
gays can't like whiskey and cigars?
But they don't like pussy now.
They love pussy.
They respect pussy.
They actually literally
like
respect
boobs.
Pussy.
Boobs and hips. They like boobs and hips.
They do like boobs, yeah.
What about if you're like a RuPaul?
Are gay men skeeved by pussy?
No, they love
it. Yeah, some of them
you
are.
Think if a gay man got drunk and fucked a girl, he wouldn't get off?
Of course he would.
Oh yeah, they do it sometimes.
Gay men have the best of both worlds. They pretend like they don't like women, but honestly they bang guys, but then all of a sudden it's like a girl's like, "Oh, you're my best friend." He's like, "Sure, fuck it, whatever." Ba 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 ba. It's like, all right, good stuff.
I think I saw that in a movie.
They always getting it. They're always getting it.
They're getting it.
You're so adamant about it.
Yeah.
No, I respect it. I respect it.
Straight getting it.
Those gay men fucking our women.
Imagine if you just didn't care and you just fucked whatever. Boom, gay man. There you go.
I was wondering where you're going with that. Like, you know, imagine that.
It's because we've been smoking pot, bro.
That would be.
Oh, awesome. There's weed in his room, and all of a sudden it's about gay sex again.
I know. If you smoke, it's about gay sex.
Just being gay doesn't seem so bad.
I wish I could be confident enough to be gay. Just like, you know, it's getting it every night.
Please tell me you got that.
Yeah, he's. I fully support that sentiment.
Oh dear God! I need to start watching.
I think he's coming down with some of the gay already.
Possible, it's possible. Yeah. Anything is possible.
The truth is, we just been smoking some really good weed since about 12 noon.
So. A good old gay strain.
Yeah, man, the gay's
so
really coming
kids,
out of us.
Marijuana makes you gay.
Yeah, so
no,
smoke
that was
mad,
a, 2 weeks ago. That's what we read about.
And it, really? It was totally true. We got really high, and we were really gay that day.
We never asked her the question.
You know what, all right, Jillian,
you have to answer the question that we came up with.
Here's
that
the new question. Jill, what, how many years in prison would you have to do before you got fisted by an eight-hand lesbian?
Before you considered letting it happen to get off of your sentence?
Let's just say...
Jillian, here, let's
she
clarify.
She fists you day one, you don't do a day in prison.
Yeah.
Or you just do the time.
We're talking moose knuckles, though.
This is your way out.
Moose knuckles.
How long does your sentence have to be before you allow this to happen
so
you get out of it?
If it's Charlize Theron or like...
No, Bull Dyke.
Bull Dyke.
Think Orange is the New Black.
Big mean lady.
I don't care. Half
her head shaved.
I don't care. She's Charlize Theron.
That's what you're telling us.
She has like Bonk's Great Adventures fists, like Fred Flintstone hands.
She got the old Wreck-It Ralphs.
Like, oh yeah, the Wreck-It Ralphs, the Popeyes,
Hulk just, hands.
The Popeyes is kind of like it's
that's
almost,
brutal because that's this, that wide.
It's like you get that easy little pop fist in, and it's like, what the fuck is
also,
this forearm about?
But when the
you're
fist is the least of your
you
worries,
this and then you fist.
Wait, I don't fist bitches. It's not
but
my
Joe,
thing.
Joe wasn't here for the full discussion, so the full discussion was how much dick would you suck in order to get out of jail? And I think Pete said he would suck like
courtroom.
In order to get out of like 6 hours of courtroom service. He would suck a dick.
Well, you know
Lou
what?
Said
we gotta blow the bailiff.
Is,
he's fine.
Is a fist a proper like equivalent? Because I think it's like
no, it's not
eating booty.
No, it's no.
How long would it take for you to before you like? All right, I'll
no,
eat a booty.
No,
girls, you don't understand. You're not in the world of a woman. They already like suck dick. So like eating a booty probably.
What about flicking the bean with the tongue?
Yes, that's the equivalent.
No, it's
a little cunnilingus.
Girls are dirty, but like I'm talking about physical man eating.
So
hands,
we'll
like,
change
brah.
It. How long?
Yeah, it does seem more severe.
How long
for the
of a
women.
Sentence would you need in order for you to go out on like a fucking nasty bull deck in order to get
nasty
out of it?
Nasty one, see.
She doesn't wash.
How?
Actually, we didn't specify. It wasn't a dirty dick, so just go
like,
down.
Because you guys could be like blowing the Brad Pitt of the population, so I'm going down.
But for
on
a dude,
Theron.
For a dude, it's still a dick.
Yeah.
For a girl who's not a lesbian, it's still, you know, that. All right,
so how long before you consider it?
It's Charlize
I'm
Theron
talking
or something
Caesar
like
palms, bro.
You're overbilling. You're like, men, you gotta suck a dick. Women gotta be fist raped by Popeye and Hellboy at the same time.
Yo, time out, Jillian. Would you agree with me? Do you agree with me? In this world we live in, do women have to try twice as hard to equal men?
Oh, you're making it a gender issue. Wow.
Boom! Popeye arms! Right up your culture.
Wait, but should we? No. And when it comes to sex, we don't have to because we don't have to work
right. Answer the question.
So my thing, because it's sex, I don't have to work twice as hard. It's a Charlize Theron type girl. I just got a licker day one.
No, I'm not talking. I
You're
never
not
said
going
that.
To jail for
for any,
I'm
any...
going to stay there and stay with Charlize. We're in love
so
now.
So Jill is joining Lou and Pete saying she would fucking go down on a chick in order to get out of
a
traffic ticket.
Oh, Charlize Theron and I are
prison
a couple
sucks,
now.
Man.
We are the
No, Lou said he'd do 25
prison.
To life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's me. I said day one.
No.
Lou was adamant.
You guys aren't listening. Charlize Theron and I are the power couple of the prison right now, all right? I'll be
well,
there.
Take
no, it's you and that
it's
bitch.
Charlize and Monster, though.
The fuck Charlize Theron? It's you and that bitch from Glee, and she has a palm of an ape, okay?
Oh, Sue?
Jane Lynch.
Sue? Yeah, we're still the power couple. I'm the pretty
power
one now.
Couple?
I'm the pretty one now.
Power
cool
couple of what? Hosting shitty Comedy Central roasts? Like, what are you, power couple of what?
They're making toilet, right?
It's like in...
The Pruno.
Where they had the triads.
She is an old white dyke. What power does she own? She's not Ellen.
She's got Ellen's phone number.
Well, she probably does, yeah.
They all have each other's phone numbers.
Well, I'm saying, how long would the test have to be before you don't get straight fist rape?
Wait, did you guys discuss like what kind of dude you guys are blowing?
No, we did, so because we said it's probably the lawyer and he's probably Jewish, probably needle dick.
I dated a lot of those.
Did we talk about
that? I don't care if it was Johnny Cochran. It's just whatever. Like,
that's more work. Johnny Cochran's fucking
sling. No, we did discuss it because we were like, I hope it's not a black dick. They're too big.
Lou, you're racist, man. I didn't say that.
No, but those are
that's
too
a complimentary
those
stereotype.
Those are too big. Then he was like,
yeah,
oh,
no,
Jew.
No, man gets,
he
no
was like,
gets
oh, Jew dick? That's no sweat off my balls, he says.
Like,
that's
like
too easy. Jew dick is a walk in the
he's
park.
Like, at least give me a fat Italian sausage.
Black dick, and you got to go to the dentist afterwards.
He's knocking out molars.
No, all right, here's my thing with the black and then the Jew. Would you rather like a big, strong power, like a fist, or like the hairy little?
For those listening at home, this is week three of conversation about sucking a dick to get out of prison.
Oh, I'm getting out of
here. At least I can say it was a bucket list. Like, right.
Ken's leaving.
Yeah, so. I'm not talking about sucking dick.
Why don't we wrap this up?
Yeah. All right.
I'll do my bit.
All right. So do the usual. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook, Pain Boy Comics there. Check us out on Podbean, on Stitcher, on iTunes, and all that good stuff. Listen to the Bold and the Belligerent, our friends' podcast. Mm-hmm. Check them out. And what am I missing? Anything?
Touch yourself on Tuesday.
Touch yourself on Tuesday? Why?
Why not?
It's Touch Yourself on Tuesday, Tuesdays.
Fucking why just Tuesday?
It's TTY Tuesdays, bro.
Today not Saturday? What's wrong with Saturday?
We call it TY.
Saturday, hopefully you found someone else to touch
you. Don't touch yourself on Saturday? No, I just said touch yourself on Tuesday.
But you were oddly specific. But I support
your
ideals.
Well, actually, the anagram is TOT. So TOT TOT Tuesdays, bro.
TOT TOT Tuesdays.
TOT TOT.
Touch Yourself on Tuesdays? Touch Yourself on Tuesdays.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's call it a night. So, for myself and Brian and Lou and Jillian and Ken, close the door behind you.
Oops.
Oh, I see a man at the back, as a matter of fact. His eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her, because she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah!